I hope so. I found Jesus, everybody.
Are you gonna stand?
Yeah, I'm gonna stand. It's the only way to do it. So, I found Jesus, so we're gonna open up with a prayer tonight. And I need you guys to help me with this prayer. It's a call and response. So whenever I say grace to be born, you say, and live as various as possible. So, let's practice once. Grace to be born. All right, so here we go. On the beaches of Hawaii, a dancer performs the hula kalua for a crowd of tourists. In the American Southwest, an Apache warrior dances a war dance for a crowd of tourists. And on the streets of New York, black, white, Puerto Rican, and Asian teenagers break dance for a crowd of tourists. Grace to be born. Come on, guys. Tonight, let us look up from the bottoms of our glasses, from our shoes, to listen to each other with our eyes. May our fingers brush those of strangers, and may sparks fly. Grace to be born. Tonight, may we not be followed home. Tonight, let us get so close to sin, it is almost a sin. Let us kiss and taste candy and whiskey in place of the body and the blood of her holiness. Let not one of us sleep alone, at least not tonight. Grace to be born. And to all of us on our knees, whether in a pew or a bedroom, in front of a dress or a pair of jeans, or on our knees facing tear gas, remember, let us remember there is power in our mouths at that point. Grace to be born. Tonight, let us let the convicts loose from the prisons. Only after they face the fires of hell, we will wait to see what new crimes they commit. We will write poems of condemnation, and people will mistake this for praise. Grace to be born.
And live as possible.
And when we walk drunk onto the beach at Fire Island, to sleep in the wet sand at low tide, waiting for the dune buggy to take off our heads, may our friends pick our best line of poetry for our headstones. Grace to be born.
And live as possible.
Okay. Thanks, guys. This is for Don Wentworth. It's called Waiting for the Hawks and Poodles to Wake Up. A pack of cigarettes, a cup of coffee, a notebook and a pen. The smoke, a little death, coffee reminds me alive, the pen, paper, my breath. Okay, we're going to do another short one. This is called Bubblegum for Beth. If I had a nickel for every time I had to chew these words, I'd have enough bubblegum to bribe my way into heaven. I'm so sorry. So, this is my last poem. It's another prayer. I told you I found Jesus. And, yeah. So, we're going to go back to the beginning here. Here we go. Dave and I, two idle teens, listening to the idle teens playing Galaga on the original NES, when a girl hung herself from the tree in the backyard, fell from the noose and could still breathe in the breeze. She rubbed my back topless by the ocean, topless with blue bikini bottoms and a wedding veil. We watched Dave do cartwheels in the surf. What does heaven sound like, I asked. She just whispered in my ear. You just haven't earned it yet, baby. You just haven't earned it, my son. You must suffer and cry for a longer time. And God writes graffiti in the sky with a red silk scarf in the fluid between my brain and my skull. I take the memory of my son to the park. He plays with the wind. Pelicans with angel wings carry him away. Heat lightning soothes me asleep. 2. I wake up face down in my alphabet soup in the middle of Gotham, 16 years older. This was supposed to be the poem about a girl who used vegetables as sex toys before making a salad for her man. But this year alone, Atlas has tossed 4 I know right off the map and only gave 1 back. I have seen things. I am Jerome Constantine. And things aren't so bright, so sell your sunglasses and let's trade them in for monocles so we can see through one eye clearly. No longer will protest occupy my mind. My parents were right. I'm selling my guns. Let the revolution come. I have met a woman who has taught me how to run in high heels to the rooftops. And I'm to make stages on blank pages for gypsy jewelers in the basements of houses made of art. Amazon divorcees for waitresses crying, praying for her life at 25, because they know we all don't survive our comforts. Cancer creeps in on baby's feet, sits on my chest, makes it hard for me to breathe. My teacher's got it all wrong. I can never be president, all these drugs I'm on. There's a border war going on in my veins, so let's do it. Give me the suicide pills. I'm ready to quit. I'm sick of paying $7.25 for 100 minutes of tiny death, seductive as Betty Davis thighs circa 1975. I know that the soldiers, tanks, and guns in the armory they hold craft shows in can't save me from the riot I call sleep. 3. She visits me again. This time she peels the tattoo off her shoulder and places it on my cheeks with her lips. It says, Jai Yan Yan. Cool your heart, she says. Where have you been, I beg. She rubs my chest with her bony fingers, cracking her knuckles laced between my ribs. Right behind you, I've just caught up. Mina Mahal Kita, is this the end? No, Glasoli, glowing soul. I've come to give you this prayer. Beauty walks before me. Beauty walks beside me. Beauty walks behind me. Beauty walks below me, and beauty walks above me. I can't promise you marriage, a long life, children, or wealth, and I can't tell you what, where, why, who, or when, just that when I bring you to him, it will be painless. And when you wake up, you'll find a woman in your bed named Marzipan, sweet as plums, and she is yours until we meet again. I looked into her eyes like photo negatives of the night sky and knew I was going to live there forever, someday. God make me good, not yet, and not too good, just enough to stay alive to write love letters to Santa Muerta.